Somebody needs to drag this bitch back into the courtroom. Married mother of two, dance teacher, 48, bombarded a boy who was 13 with intense sexual WhatsApps begging him to be touchy around her, is spared jail. Why? Because the judge heard that she was in an unhappy marriage.
Yeah, that's a good excuse.
Yeah, that's totally.
Well, women, listen, women do one-third the time for the exact same crime as men.
Or in this case, none.
Yeah, she got a pass, huh?
Yep. If a 48-year-old father of two bombarded a 13-year-old girl.
10 years.
Minimum.
10 years. First offense, 10 years, he'd be out in seven.
Oh, my God!
Oh, shit. No, all right. Now, bring the... Hey, look. Come back up. Bring the picture up so we can see her feet.
It's too ugly, man. It's too ugly.
Bring the picture up so we can see her feet.
Oh!
Now, okay. Ugh. See that right there?
Oh, the cankles.
That's cankles, yankles, and shankles. This woman is like 250.
Isn't she a dance teacher?
I don't know.
What kind of dancing?
What, Crash Up Derby?
I thought the rolling cannonball was for the swimming pool.
Maybe twerking. Yeah.
What the flying fornification is this f***ness? Oh!
Look at that. Oh my God. No wonder she's having problems with her marriage.
She told the boy, I want you to be able to love me exactly the way I need. Ugh.
Oh. That is just terrible.
Oh, of course, yeah. So not only we're going to blame the unhappy marriage, and now right here, it often took place late at night, and the defendant was under the influence of alcohol some of the time.
It doesn't matter.
No. But women love to do that.
Mm-hmm. I love the fact that you can have a drunk woman and a drunk man. They decide to get together, and he can actually be charged for raping her because she was drunk.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the other way.
Nope.
That is such horse shit right there.
Only men have responsibility when they are intoxicated. But the same woman can get intoxicated, get behind the wheel of a car, and run someone over. She'll get one-third the time for the same crime, but at least she'll be held accountable.
Yeah.
I love how that works.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. That needs to come to an end. I don't know what to tell you. That's an ugly woman. Please don't show her picture anymore.
I know. I feel bad. I feel bad for everyone in the chat. Okay. Warrior's over here, like, grabbing his mouth, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm falling on the floor, like, I can't even do it. I can't do it.
Why? What is it with these women in their 40s who just let themselves completely go? I don't understand it.
Well, okay. Now, there's a lot of women. Most women, they look good when they're young, but they don't put anything in place to keep that youth and vigor as they age, because they age a lot quicker than men do.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of these women, they rely on their looks in their 20s, and then once they get 30, 33, the metabolism goes. They don't have the discipline to go to the gym. They have a couple sympathy eating sessions a week. And before you know it, by the time they're 40, they're 250. They got cankles, yankles, and shankles. And 40 to 80 winds up being a long time for them.
A little bit. And they all justify it the same. Well, I'm not happy.
Yeah, aren't we seeing a rise in 60-year-old women committing suicide?
Oh, it's astronomical.
It's actually women over the age of 45 is where the suicide rates for women pick up.
That's where they're seeing the biggest leaps.
And everyone's, oh my God, women are committing suicide. Hey, men have been throwing themselves into oblivion at breakneck speed for like 60 years now, and nobody gives a fuck.
And what's hilarious is that even though these women are breaking records with their self-deletions, they're still three times lower than men.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not even close.
See, men don't f*** around. When a man says, you know what, I'm leaving the desk at the counter, the keys on the counter when I check out, next morning, they're dead.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. What did George Carlin say? He says, you know, more men commit suicide, even though women attempt it more, because men are better at it.
Yeah.
We are.
Just like everything else. Don't believe me? Yeah. Look at the NCAA. Too soon.
Yeah, I was watching a YouTube video that shows all of these men who identify as women playing against in the women's soccer league. Oh. And they're just getting destroyed.
It's like that movie Ladybugs that came out when I was a kid. You remember that one with Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah.
He dresses up the boy as a girl and single-handedly gets the team to the championships.
Yeah. But, you know, it's really sad. My students, my female students, a lot of them will say, you know, women are just as strong as men. Like, where are you getting this from?
Sure.
No, you're not.
Well, that's the prominent form of feminism in academia is gender feminism. That is where all this bullshit came from. And unfortunately for them now, it's exactly why it's biting them in the ass.
Yes, it is.
Feminism caused all of this shit that they are now. They're literally, you have, I guess you could even say, an intrusion of patriarchy coming into women's sports.
Yeah.
And they're mysteriously silent because they don't want to be seen as bigots.
See, that's the secret to how they've got to where they are, is they accuse men like me of being a misogynist, being hateful, a bigot, and I'm only speaking the truth. Okay. And a lot of people who don't have the intestinal fortitude I have, shut up. And let them do what they're going to do. And it's going off the rail.
I'm not a bigot. I swear, let me justify myself to you. Let me prove myself.
Yeah.
Fuck that. If there's one thing that Donald Trump actually gave some conservatives back, it was their balls to say, you're going to call me all the istophobe stuff? I mean, the only thing that gets passed around more than the words racist, sexist, bigot, phobic of anything are the pussies of the women who sling those words around.
Yeah. For instance here. All right, so I every now and again I'll go put on my armor and beat people up in the SCA.
Yeah,
it's just a hobby of mine. It's a great workout.
Sounds like fun.
About a year and a half ago, I'm going to a practice, and one of the other individuals that goes there all the time, basically, it's like, "Oh, you're the guy who hates women," and I turn around and I go, "Hey, since you're a psychic and you could read minds and stuff, could you give me the lotto numbers? Because I could really use $168 million.
Yeah.
And he's just like, "What?" He got all stupid, but he's like my age. But he's not like my age. He's my age, and he looks it. And I wore that fucker out.
It's not hate to hold women to task and to account, to hold them responsible for their actions the way you would a man. In fact, that's what they claim feminism was all about.
Yeah.
Right.
They want, we're strong and independent. Well, if you're truly strong and independent, you would make up half of the deaths on the work on the job. That men make up 95% of all injuries and deaths on the workforce.
Yep.
If you were so strong and independent, you'd be 45%, and you wouldn't need WIC, welfare, Section 8, or affirmative action.
Alimony, child support.
Yeah, I mean, it's just insane.
Yep. And now these same women are wokeifying themselves right out of existence.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, when the safety net goes away, because we can only go into debt so much before it collapses, all of those strong, independent women, they're going to become experts at sucking dick.
Yep.
Because that's all they bring to the table.
And then when they're done, you'll be like, "All right, step one. Step two is make me a sandwich."
Or, "Are you done? I'm now running away." I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It is flat out ridiculous.
I mean, they're like, "Well, I want a traditional man." Well, then are you a virgin?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If the answer is no, you don't deserve a traditional man.
Non-traditional women asking for a traditional man? I'm sorry, that just doesn't work.
It's like you're beating up, it's like a beef and cheddar and a catcher's mitt that you left on the dashboard of your car for 3 days. And then you want to sell it for caviar prices. You can't even give that away if you were standing in front of McDonald's and people were ordering food off of the dollar menu.
Yeah. Well, it depends, because there is those few percent of men who will bang anything, and all they need is a six-pack and some imagination.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I'm about to ruin everybody's day.
All right, here we go.
In California, it's not a felony to knowingly expose somebody to HIV.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and that is so stupid.
Oh,
all right, now, the thing about HIV is they think it's, they got that new pill that brings down the viral count, so it's not really that bad anymore. But what they're not telling you is the average person starts taking that stuff. They call it PrEP or whatever it is.
I forget. I don't know.
It burns their kidneys out like in 8 years.
Well, not only that, it's not going to be affordable for most people. Most drugs that actually manage or manage to cure conditions are way out of everybody's price range.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I did, when the COOF first started, I got on the phone and called the Green Bay Express, and I have a bunch of those drugs in my freezer.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking them now.
The forbidden ones that we're not allowed to talk about here on YouTube.
You're correct. But, you know, I do have a lot of the anti-HIV medication because they were saying that would be good for the COOF. Mm. And so I got my hands on it, and then I did some research, and I'm like, oh, it f***s your kidneys up. Well, I won't be taking that.
No raw dogging for you.
Dude, I'm so retired from that business. None of that.
And it is a business for a lot of women out there. It is a business.
Yeah, there's a lot of women out there. They want to have that guy with the six-figure income because they know if they're married to him for like 2 years or more, they're going to walk away from a great payday.
Yep. But then they want that young rapper guy that's friends with their son.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. And then they can get their cuck husband to slap the shit out of anybody who actually
listen.
Has the balls to tell a joke.
All right. Now, that whole Will Smith thing. All right. First of all, in the grand scheme of things, slapping a man is almost guaranteed to get instant retaliation. Now, Chris Rock didn't do that. One, because he is friends with Will Smith, at least he was.
Yeah,
they've worked together in the past. And he had to do the rest of the Oscars.
Okay. Yep.
It's kind of hard to do when you're spitting blood and you take a couple shots to the face. I mean, I could pull it off, but I don't think he could. But
does Chris Rock have any combat training?
No, he's from Lake Jersey, so I'm sure he can scrap.
Okay.
He's like wafer thin, though.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, he's got to be close to my age. Probably doesn't work out.
Both
like
those
that.
Guys are. They're both Will over
Smith
50
is
now.
Like 6 months older than me or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But my thing is this, is I don't want to jump on the cancel culture thing where, like, we need to make sure he never works again. That is not cool. You should never put any – there are very few things in my mind that you deserve to be pigeonholed forever. One of those is child molestation. All right. Yeah, he slapped Chris Rock in the face. He's going to have some repercussions. He needs to get his mind right, get rid of that toxic anchor of a cunt he has attached to his asshole, sucking his goddamn soul out, and move the fuck on. That's just my opinion. I don't have anything. I don't even know Mr. Smith. I don't have anything against him. I have nothing but compassion for the situation he's in, and I would very much like to see him get out of it.
He's on the woke train.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Unfortunately. And it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Got in one little fight, and his mom got scared, and she said, "You can't slap Chris Rock because your wife has no hair." Just saying.
And you know what? I mean, I looked at some of those pictures of her being bald, and I don't see any bald spots.
Well, she shaved it.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I got alopecia. I'm going to shave it.
You can still see the
bald spot.
Well, there's no hair at all.
Yeah,
I've had 4 or 5 soldiers in my career. Oh, and I dated
it. You dated a chick with alopecia.
Yeah, she had no hair whatsoever on anything, nowhere.
Mm-hmm. And you were like, "It's kind of weird, but I can dig it."
After about 2 or 3 weeks, she was really cool, and like I remember she used to wear a wig, and we're taking off, we're getting my hot rod, we're driving, and the wig blows in the back seat. She's like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "Ah, f***ing leave it. Who cares?"
Well, does Chris Rock even know that she had some sort of condition that caused her to lose her hair?
No, but the thing is, having alopecia is not a disability.
No, it's an autoimmune disorder, but it's not debilitating in any way.
Listen, all I could say is this. He could have handled that a lot better.
Yeah. And
he didn't because he's mentally compromised. He's probably his manhood is destroyed. He's probably hurting at a very deep level. And I've said this before, if somebody gives me a choice between emotional pain and physical pain, I'll take physical pain all day long.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
All right.
That's my opinion. What do I know? Yeah, I'm just an old grunt.
Been there, done that.
I've never been a cuck.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.